Unit 6, pages 66 to 67. Reading. Exercise A.
Science Today, the science magazine for teens. Career of the Month, an interview with an astronomer. Each month in Science Today, we interview someone who works in science. This month, we are happy to share with you our interview with Dr. Ray Thornton, an astronomer from Canada. What is an astronomer? What does an astronomer actually do?
In order to help the readers understand, allow me first to explain what astronomy is. Astronomy is the study of everything in space beyond the Earth. An astronomer is a scientist that studies astronomy. I study the things you can see easily, such as the sun, moon, planets, and stars. I also study various objects which you can see only through a telescope, like asteroids.
Why did you decide to become an astronomer?
I always enjoyed looking at the moon and the billions of stars high in the sky. As a young boy, I would lie on the ground at night and examine the sky. I would watch the moon and count the stars. I also used to read loads of books and watch a lot of TV shows about exploring space. Of course, they were fiction, such as Star Trek, an old TV series some of you may be familiar with. But they made me want to learn about astronomy.
What do you like most about astronomy?
I love how there is always more and more to learn about space. With the help of today's technology, we have the ability to learn a great deal about space and also about the Earth. There is a lab in space called the International Space Station. Scientists use it to learn about space. The International Space Station has four cameras that send live videos of the Earth. The views of Earth from the space station are amazing, and we can learn so much about our planet from that.
What subjects do students need to study in college in order to become an astronomer?
The academic program for astronomy includes physics, mathematics, and astronomy classes. They should also consider learning computer science, and perhaps some classes in engineering can be beneficial.
What jobs can you get as an astronomer?
Well, the majority of students start as teachers at schools or colleges. Others work in labs. Some astronomers work for the public, organizing programs, writing educational articles, and helping science teachers learn about astronomy. I started working alongside an astronomer who was an expert in space and astronomy. He trained me how to study the various stars. Later on, I was hired by a university to study the moon and to teach their students. These days, I work as a professor at a university where I teach and do research.
You do a lot to get young people to learn about basic astronomy. Please tell us about that.
I want young people to understand the sky above them. I do this by making learning fun. I frequently organize star watching parties. I take my things with me, like telescopes and things like that, and we meet in an open area after sunset and look at planets and stars. The young people always have loads of questions, which I'm happy to answer. These star-watching parties occur every month when there is a full moon and are lots of fun. I also make interesting and educational videos about astronomy that are easy to understand. This helps young people feel that they are actually capable of learning astronomy.
You can learn more about Dr. Thornton and contact him on his website.